Nominations for department deputies don't typically get this much attention. But with the head of Hawaiian Homes set to leave the agency in less than a month, all eyes were on Governor David Ige's deputy nominee, William Ayala.
Good afternoon, everyone.
His supporters were largely made up of state agency heads, current and former department employees, and community leaders. They praised Ayala's long track record of community advocacy and his ability to defuse tense situations. Here's DHHL Director Joby Mazzacatani, his outgoing boss.
This is no easy undertaking, believe me, particularly in circumstances that are heartbreaking and there's simply nothing the department can do. It's the deputy who has the difficult responsibility to convey this information to the beneficiary.
But those who oppose Ayala's nomination aired their grievances with the department's handling of their individual situations. One beneficiary, Marvel Mahuka, testified wearing a red shirt saying "A'ole Ayala," meaning "No Ayala."
It hurts me to talk against another Hawaiian, but that Hawaiian will have a job where I will have no room.
A half dozen homestead associations also opposed the nomination, expressing dissatisfaction with the department's lack of progress in awarding homestead lots, a sentiment shared by EVA Senator Kurt Favela.
The solution is build fast, build cheap, and give them their land. If you guys cannot do that, then you guys failing the Hawaiian people.
Senator Favela was the lone no vote in the committee's 3-1 decision to recommend Ayala's confirmation to the full Senate. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.